Pastor and Church Fathers to be here. Thank you for the wonderful hospitality there. Thank you, Brother Drake, Pastor Drake, for being us here to America. And it's really been a blessing being here. And I trust you'll be an encouragement to your heart. And please turn the Bible to Matthew chapter 28. I know we've got a few minutes. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and verse 20, it's not new. We're all familiar with the Great Commission. Verse 19 reads, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world." Amen. Let's pray. Oh Lord, we thank you again for your word. Thank you, Lord, the opportunity that we can come here. Liberty we have, we can hear what being preached. And Lord, I pray, Lord, you may fill me with your Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray you may speak through me. Lord, I pray that our hearts be encouraged. I pray you take charge of the service. And I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We know it as the Great Commission. Amen. We say why we should go. Amen. Why should we go? Because it's a command from our King. Amen. And Christ has given us a command to go. Amen. You say, why should we go? Because hell is real. Amen. He said, why should we go? Because Christ is coming again. He said, why should we go? Because you know how much time we got left. He said, why should we go? Because Christ died for every sinner. Why should we go? Because there is power in the word of God to deliver men and women slipping into hell. Amen. But it's important for us to be obedient with commission. Amen. It's not an option, but we got to go. Amen. Why should we go? Because we love Jesus, amen? Say, if you love me, keep my commandment, amen? And it's very important for us to be obedient to the Great Commission, amen? Yeah, if you don't go, they're going to perish. That's important for us to go. I want to turn with me to Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9 from verse 36 to verse 38. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion. When Jesus saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion. And we see here the Lord Jesus Christ, he affected not only his eyes, his heart, amen? And missions, not about the mind, amen? The mind is only focused on itself, but missions of the heart. And God expects us and God wants of us to have a compassionate heart. If you have a compassionate heart, it'd be easy for us to go, amen? And here the Lord just, when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion. And we need to have compassion in his last days, amen? And I believe that it's important for us to pray that God give us a compassionate heart to our sinners. Because I believe that here, the Lord is teaching us here, that it's important for us to go. But if you don't have compassion in our hearts, we won't go, amen? And here that souls are important to Jesus Christ, amen? The heartbeat of God is missions, amen? And if souls are important to him, that'll be important to us as well, amen? That's what it's all about, amen? The winning souls, amen? That's why we are here as a church, amen? To be fed in the house of God and to go out there and preach the word of God. Amen. That's what it's all about, amen? If we don't go, we got to go and put men out of the fire, amen? But a compassionate heart will help us to go. We need to see the world through the eyes of Christ. We need to see the need. It's a great need, amen? Look at verse 37. Then said he unto the disciples, "The harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few." There's a great need there. There's a great concern there. And God wants for us to go because he died for every sin, amen? And everyone had the opportunity to hear the gospel of God, amen? And he said, "The harvest tool is plenteous, but the laborers are few." Then he turned to the disciples. He said, "Pray ye therefore the Lord of harvest that he will send forth laborers into the harvest." And I believe that God gives us more compassion. Pray for compassion. It'd be easy for us to spend time on our knees, amen? That those that are sowing tears shall reap in joy. Amen. And a compassionate heart allows us to spend more time on our knees and sharing tears for our family. We need to use the altar much more, amen? Amen. That's what it's for. But a compassionate heart will call us to shed tears for our family, for our countries, our village. What spirit God gives us a compassion? How else they're going to die, they're going to perish. He said, therefore, very therefore, Lord of the harvest, we send forth laborers into the harvest. In John 4:35, to the disciple, lift up your eyes unto the fields. They are white and ready. They are overripe. Ready. The people are lost. I need to hear the gospel preach to them one time and they'll be saved. But a compassionate heart will allow us to be submissive under the Great Commission. Because Christ was submissive under the Father, amen. He went all the way to Calvary, amen. All the way. And he's a great example. Let's turn to Luke chapter 10 quickly. Sorry, I know time is against us, but Luke chapter 10. From verse 30 to verse 33. Just speaking to this, the lawyer here. And Jesus answered and said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his remnant and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise the Levites, he was at that place, came, looked on him, and passed by the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. The Levite passed, looked, did nothing, amen. The priest passed, did nothing. But the Samaritan had compassion. As believers, when we see men are hopeless and dying and go to hell, we shouldn't look and do nothing. We should look and do something about it, amen. They need to hear the gospel. But having a compassionate heart will allow us to do something about it, amen. When we see sinners are hopeless, we need to grieve our heart. We have the cure, amen? Right. People have been wounded and stripped because of sin. Where the word of God to deliver them? Got to share it. You know what? Someone had compassion on you and me. That's why we're here. We need to have compassion, amen? And pray that God will give us compassion. How can we get compassion? By spending time at the feet of Jesus, amen? And knowing what is important to him. Because souls are precious to him, amen. Souls are important to him. Not willing that any should perish. But all should come to repentance. That's the heart of God. That all will come to repentance. Amen. But pray that God will give us the same heart, that same compassion. Not willing that any should perish. He's long suffering. Amen. That's the heart of God. That's God's desire. That lost come to know him. But it's important for us to spend time at his feet. Spending time in his word, in prayer, and know what that's all about. Souls are, at the end of the day, souls are important for him. All what you're going to see here are going to pass away. But at the end of the day, it's where we win for Christ. So I'm going to encourage your hearts. Let's pray that God give us a compassionate heart. That we have to spend more time on our knees and begging God to save our family. And a compassionate heart will allow us to go as well. Because we know the Great Commission. We know we got to go. But it takes a compassionate heart to submit under God's commission. So let's pray that God give us a compassionate heart.